Mr. President, you have the floor.
The summit speech was the U.S. President's first address to the world body, and he used the message to reassure delegates that the United States, which shunned the 1997 Kyoto Climate Pact, is determined to make the successor Copenhagen process a success. Mr. Obama provided no new proposals, but he said the United States and other developed countries, which caused much of the damage to the world climate over the last century, have a responsibility to lead. He said the fast-growing developing nations, which will produce almost all the growth in global carbon emissions in the decades ahead, must do their part as well. With the world economy mired in recession, Mr. Obama said there should be no illusion that producing the sweeping changes needed for success at Copenhagen will be easy.
But I'm here today to say that difficulty is no excuse for complacency. Unease is no excuse for inaction. And we must not allow the perfect to become the enemy of progress. Each of us must do what we can, when we can, to grow our economies without endangering our planet, and we must all do it together. We must seize the opportunity to make Copenhagen a significant step forward in the global fight against climate change.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon opened the meeting with an appeal to accelerate the lagging pace of pre-Copenhagen negotiations. He said that failure to reach broad agreement in the Danish capital in December would be morally inexcusable, economically short-sighted, and politically unwise. But perhaps the most forceful appeal for action came from President Mohamed Nasheed of the Indian Ocean's Maldives Islands, large parts of which are little more than a meter above sea level and which stand to be swamped by rising waters if global warming is not checked.
If things go business as usual, we will not live, we will die. Our country will not exist. We cannot come out from Copenhagen as failures. We cannot make Copenhagen a pact for suicide. We have to succeed and we have to make a deal in Copenhagen.
Negotiators hope the Copenhagen meeting will produce specific limits for overall emissions by developed countries and specific goals for cuts in the rate of growth of carbon output by the developing nations. Chinese President Hu Jintao, whose country, like the United States, accounts for one-fifth of all world greenhouse gas pollution, announced a set of specific emissions curbs he was heard through an interpreter.
We will endeavor to cut carbon dioxide emissions per unit of GDP by a notable margin by 2020 from the 2005 level. Second, we will vigorously develop renewable energy and nuclear energy. We will endeavor to increase the share of non-fossil fuels in primary energy consumption to around 15% by 2020.
New Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama reaffirmed his campaign pledge for Japan to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 25% from 1990 levels by 2020. Environmental activists hope momentum from Tuesday's one-day climate summit will spur climate treaty negotiators who convene again next week in Bangkok. David Gullis, VOA News, the United Nations.